91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Treated your poor son wrong. Low down women, mama, treated your poor son wrong. And that's no way for him to get along. 'Cause they treated me, like my poor heart. I was made of. Stone. My poor heart was made of rock or stone. And that's no way for me to get along.
Trying to get along. Hey, baby. Hey, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And I'm your host, Gary Ault, and you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We started that out with That's No Way to Get Along from his release, Clapton. And what you're hearing in the background is tribute to Elmore James. Now, that has to do with the question of the week. So if you want to get this number ready, 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And when I'm done asking the question, if you have the answer, give us a call. And you can, at the minimum, win bragging rights. At the maximum, you can win a gift certificate to Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters in Hackettstown and or Sparta. And so, the song you're hearing in the background, Elmore James, a tribute to Elmore James, it's just two guitars, Eric Clapton and somebody else. And so the question is, where was that recorded and with whom? Well, actually, you can just say with whom. Whose house was that recorded at is what the question is. Now, that might seem like an obtuse question, and like, you know, I'm like really reaching. But if you know you're Clapton, you'll know the answer to that. So, at whose house was Tribute to Elmore and six other blues songs recorded? So, we're going to carry on now here at 91.9 WNTI with the Judy moment, actually. That's that first song we played from the album Clapton. I know you've been listening to that in your living room, Judy. And so this goes out to you from the same album. That's No Way to Get what's the name of the song? My eyes aren't working that well. When Somebody Thinks You're Wonderful. So here this goes out to you.
When somebody thinks you're wonderful, what a difference in your day. Seems as though your troubles disappear like a feather in your way. When somebody thinks you're wonderful, tells you with a smile so sweet, what a little stones you step upon, just a meadow neath your feet. And how you meet the morning, and you gaily swing along. But your heart still sings a song. When somebody thinks you're wonderful, love is mighty close to you. Just another thing more wonderful, making all the dreams come true.
Uh-huh. This one's called Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. That was Derek and the Dominoes with Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. Would have been on the In Concert album recorded at the Fillmore at the same concert, but released years later on the 40th anniversary edition of the Derek and the Dominoes album, Layla, the studio album. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And those last two songs went out to... Well, the last one went out to Estella in Belvedere, and the first one, When Somebody Thinks You're Wonderful, which the name I butchered before, but anyway, that's from the album Clapton, and that goes out to Judy in the Poconos. So that's this week's Judy moment. We have one of those every week. It's amazing how they keep coming up, and I always find something appropriate. So this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and everything we played so far was an Eric Clapton song in one way or the other. And after the break, we're going to play a song that's not does not include Eric Clapton with some explanation. We're going to do the Eric influence. And so let's take the break and come right back with that.
Hi, this is Greg List of The Deadly Gentleman inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Danny Barnes, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week here in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters, with locations in Hackettstown and Sparta, offering a variety of roasted coffees and leaf teas. Green Brothers locations also offer brewed coffees, desserts, gifts, and more. More information on Green Brothers and location hours available online at greensbeans.com.
Do people always seem to ask for your advice? Do you enjoy helping others? If so, a career in counseling may be just for you. Whether to advance in your current job or to change careers, consider enrolling in one of Centenary's graduate programs in counseling. Our Masters of Arts classes in counseling, school counseling, and counseling psychology meet one night per week at our convenient Hackettstown campus. To learn more, go to centenarycollege.edu. That's centenarycollege.edu.
And it's now time for the Eric Influence here at 91.9 WNTI. And this week, this might surprise you, but we picked Tony Iommi. Yes, Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath. And first, I'm going to read a couple of things where he discusses the, you know, in brief, the influence that Eric had on him. This is from an article, an interview from Gibson magazine, a magazine that's put out by the Gibson people, the Gibson guitar people, from September 2012, so pretty recent. His original guitar influence was Hank Marvin in the Shadows. That's what got him playing the guitar, but obviously he matured from there. So he says, my original guitar influence was always the Shadows, but when I got into blues stuff, it didn't even matter who the artist was. I just used to buy blues LPs just to listen and learn. But I really liked John Mayall with Eric Clapton, the Beano album. So now that's part of it. Now we go back to a Guitar World interview from 2008. And he was asked, the blues were very big in England when you started playing with bands in the early and mid-60s. What other bands were you listening to? And he said, I liked John Mayall's Blues Breakers. I thought they were really good. Of course, Eric Clapton was a part of that. I liked the work that Clapton did later with Cream, but I really liked what he was playing with John Mayall. And then he goes on. So, obviously, a big influence on Tony Iommi. Well, what did he do with that influence? Well, this is kind of the point of why we do this every week, because sometimes it's an obvious influence, like the, you know, somebody like Joe Bonamassa is playing blues and he's playing some licks that were signature licks by Clapton. And then other times it's like, what's the connection? And in fact, Eric Clapton never really even countenanced the whole heavy metal thing and bands like Black Sabbath and other, you know, what became, came to be called heavy metal. You know, most famously Eddie Van Halen, who claims that Eric Clapton is his only influence. So he never really, you know, took credit for having, you know, especially with Cream, having influenced all those bands and kind of creating the vacuum that they filled with heavy metal, with these power trios and power quartets. But the influence is there. So you won't necessarily hear it in any of the writing or any of the playing, because Tony just didn't do blues. I mean, everything he did was heavy metal, with the possible exception of a tribute to Hank Marvin album he contributed to. So he played mainly with Black Sabbath and other solo projects, and coordinated with other artists as well, all pretty much in the heavy metal vein he's most known for, but the influence is there. You won't hear it in the playing, but it is there. So how's that for an explanation? So I'm going to play, I don't know, I don't like really listen to a whole lot of Black Sabbath anymore. I used to when I was a teenager, but this is my favorite Black Sabbath song, Supernaut. .9 WNTI from Centenary College, and where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And that was Cream. Yeah, that was Cream with the Mighty Toad. That was the Ginger Baker composed song. And of course, the extended drum solo, which I mean, I ate up when I was a kid. My first instrument was the drums. I picked up guitar and piano later and songwriting and recording much later. Started out as a drummer listening to Ringo. And when I heard Ginger Baker, it was all over. That got me into Eric Clapton, and the rest is history. And of course, I listened to a healthy dose of Buddy Rich as well. But anyway, that was such a cool drum solo. I knew every beat of that, and I used to play it all on a one tom-tom drum set with Paul, with like Revereware for cymbals. Just an amazing days. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we started that set off with Miles Road, and that was the question. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we didn't do Miles Road. What am I talking about? We started to set off with Supernaut. That was the Eric influence. Yeah, I'm going to play that song in a minute. I just gave away the answer to the question. But anyway, we play Supernaut from Black Sabbath from the album Volume 4, and that's because Tony Iommi was this week's Eric influence, and it just goes to show you that Eric had a tremendous influence on an entire generation of guitarists, and in the generation to follow and the generation after that, even if you don't hear the blues licks in the person's playing, that was the influence, one of the main influences on Tony Iommi and others that we've been playing over the weeks and months, and we will in the weeks and months ahead, because it just, the list goes on and on and on of people that were directly influenced by Eric Clapton and then indirectly in generations to come. So we're going to take a very, very late break, and then we're going to come back with the question of the week that I started to give away just after the break.
Sweet Jane's Roadhouse, located on Main Street in Johnsonburg, open 4 p.m. to closing on Fridays. Sweet Jane's offers a menu featuring tapas, craft beers, and a wine list. Sweet Jane's also offers live entertainment, holiday gift baskets, baked goods, and on-premises catering. Information available at sweetjanesroadhouse.com or by phone 908-813-8404.
Villa Milagro Vineyards, located in historic Finesville, New Jersey. Owners Steve and Audrey Gambino use a combination of organic and sustainable farming practices for their European-inspired wines. Open for tastings and private gatherings, Saturday and Sunday from 11 through 5.
Coming up on September 5th and 6th, Grandparents Weekend.
908-995-2072 or on the web, njfinewines.com.
The Grand Harvest Wine and Music Festival will be held on Sunday, September 27th from noon to 6 p.m. on the grounds of Rutherford Hall in Alamuchi, New Jersey, featuring wine tastings by award-winning New Jersey wineries and vineyards, craft beers, and gourmet food trucks. Grand Harvest benefits the Arc of Warren County, Norwest Cap, and WNTI. Music by the Royal Dumonts, the Steve Kerchuk Trio, Brian Kathanis, Grace Jensen, Michael Long, Electric Gumbo, and BD Lenz. Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the gate. Free parking, no pets, no coolers, please. For tickets and information, GrandHarvestWineFestival.com. That's the Grand Harvest Wine and Music Festival, Sunday, September 27th at Rutherford Hall in Alamuchi, benefiting the ARC, Norwest Cap, and WNTI.
And it's time for the answer to the question of the week. And the question was, we had been playing the song Tribute to Elmore in the background, and that was the work of two guitarists, Eric Clapton and someone else, just playing the blues, real rough recordings. And it was released, I first heard it on the History of Eric Clapton, but it's been released in various forms. But the question was, at whose house was that song recorded? An obtuse-sounding question, but there's a method to my madness. The answer is Jimmy Page. Now, the story behind it, it's a little long. I'll try to condense it the best I can. But Jimmy was hired as a producer and ended up being a prolific session guitarist at Immediate Records. And that Immediate Records had there was a band that recorded a lot with them that eventually came to include members of the Rolling Stones. But a lot of people passed through the band. It was called the Immediate All-Stars. It's just a name. So at some point while Page was producing and doing guest appearances, he asked Eric to join him at a jam session at his home on Miles Road. And so they did that. And then Jimmy was told by the record company executives at Immediate Records that he was under legal obligation to hand those tapes over to them because anything he recorded by contract belonged to them. Whether or not that was true, I don't know. But the young Jimmy Page gave in, gave him the tapes. And what ended up happening was that they asked Jimmy to clean them up and produce them. So he took the original tapes that were just him and Eric, just no vocals, just playing two distorted guitars, and he added some other instruments. Some of the members of the immediate All Stars band, guitars, drums, bass, etc. They recorded seven songs altogether, one of which was tribute to Elmore, and one of which is a song we're going to play now, Wiles Road, which is named after the road where Jimmy lived, where they recorded it. But they came out in various forms, like on the British Archives. Like I said, it was released on the Eric Clapton Anthology album. In various different forms, and some of them had the backup band, which kind of destroyed it, but we're going to play the original Miles Road, recorded by Jimmy and Eric. Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton, variously credited as Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page, or the Immediate All-Stars, which is the wrong way to do it. Bob from Dingman's and Jim from Mapakong both knew that answer, but they both declined the gift certificate for whatever reasons. So we'll hold that till next week. So now we're going to play something from Wynton Marsalis and Eric Clapton.
Like he wrote it down, judging. been drinking white lightning. It's gone to my head. Now quit me, baby. First thing you wanna do. Quit me, baby. First thing you wanna do. Someday you gon' want me. Things that I won't want. Now, holy ship is old, just up in my side. Holy ship is old.
Yeah, that's that was Martin Wynton Marsalis with Eric Clapton from the album Play the Blues. We heard Joliet Bound. And hey, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault, of The Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we've been playing Eric Clapton all night. And we will again next week, so stay tuned. Next, for E-Town, and I'll tell you what's going to be on E-Town in a second now. The Deadly Gentlemen and Danny Barnes will be the guests on E-Town. And the Each Evening Award goes out to Scott Strode, who had a good way of helping people overcome addictions, substance addictions. So you'll want to pay attention to that. I always love the Each Evening Award. I don't know if I like it more than the music or what. So after that, and what we're playing in the background, by the way, is Slunky from Eric Clapton's first solo release in 1970, simply called Eric Clapton. We've played that before, but it's nice to play as we go out. So after E-Town, we look forward to Matt O with Knife Edge. And I believe, you know, he was just in the studio, and I don't know where he went, but I think it's next week that he's doing a 40th anniversary of the release of Pink Floyd's I Wish You Were Here. So that's going to be really, really cool. Is that right? Yeah, next week. Yeah, thumbs up from Matt. So we're really looking forward to that. But in the meantime, we're going to hear another version of Knife Edge tonight in about an hour, right after E-Town. And that, of course, is a great in-depth look into prog rock. Everything from Yes and Genesis and Pink Floyd and all those, you know, old originators of the genre, Renaissance, to the more modern ones, Porcupine Tree. Groups like that, Dream Theater. So we were looking forward to that. And then after that, Keller Cellar with Keller Williams, taking us into the wee hours of the morning. So we're going to listen to about 10 seconds of Slunky and wish you a good night and a good week, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.